This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
But it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
ENN tonight is brought to you, or driven by, I should say, our friends at Ramsey Mazda. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You have one bite of one stick, and I'll have the rest.
And to Michael.
Thanks, Kyle.
And to Michael again.
I've been a Net fan since Orlando Woolridge was the forward.
Good evening to Don.
I'm going to go.
And to Don.
Hoping to smell blood and see it.
That sounds insane. Good evening to myself.
I think it's time to break.
And to Bob Costas.
Some of them really are idiots.
It was great to hear that.
That people are idiots?
Yeah, Bob didn't hold back in that spot. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed hearing that from him.
That was a great story, though, about 86, right, Michael?
Yeah.
That really was.
Calling the switchboard. Kind of reminded me of Private Parts. Remember when Howard made his debut on NBC and all the phone calls started coming in?
Now, here's the thing. So, NBC.
Yeah.
NBC back then.
No, I don't mean the Stern. I'm talking about the baseball. But, yes. So, the World Series is on.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Tuesday night, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They have a switchboard operator at all times?
Yes. Hair in a bun.
Headset.
Yeah.
Smoking a heater.
Smoking a heater. A cup of coffee.
A lung guard.
Virginia Slim.
Yep.
Or Benson and Hedges.
What a time we lived in.
Well, remember, TV Guide once had the country's most favorite broadcaster. Was Howard Cosell. And the most hated broadcaster was Howard Cosell.
People have always been dumb.
This is a drop.
One of the more consistent things that our world is presented.
See, that's what we do. That's our mistake as a society. Hmm. That we look at people and think most of us are bright when the majority of us are not bright.
Correct.
And there's our mistake. We come in with too much expectation.
Speaking of bright and not bright, Don, do you have a pick you'd like to make for tonight's game?
I do.
One, two, three-point play. Well, who goes first, me or him? Because he committed to it first.
He committed first.
Pick him.
You go ahead first, Don.
All right, do you realize that there are two teams in the NFL that have had a 10-point lead in every game?
No.
The Ravens and the Eagles.
Wow.
But unfortunately for the Ravens, they've blown three.
Is that right?
Of those leads, and the Eagles are undefeated. But this Ravens team, I think, is better than advertised. The Bucs are just a mess right now. So I think the Ravens win the game outright, but I'm going to make it 1 point play.
One point play.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Doesn't move the needle, does it?
Doesn't move the needle, no. But.
You know what? I don't know.
How about you, Petey?
I also like the Baltimore Ravens tonight. The Ravens' record is not what you're accustomed to it being, but to Don's point, they've had their moments. They're not the same team that they've been, and Lamar's was really bad last week. Also, should also add, I think he was really bad in his last Thursday night performance, if that's of any concern. But I just get the sense that this Bucs team is not right. Just don't think they're right.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And couldn't you see? We all assumed Rodgers couldn't be bad 3 weeks in a row.
We did assume that.
And then what happened?
He was bad 3 weeks in a row.
So, are the Bucs going to lose three straight?
That's the question you have to answer.
It's the million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they are, and I'll make it my 2-point play.
Okay. Nice.
One, two, 3-point play. The Ravens.
I'm going to pass.
You're laying out?
Yeah, I'm going to lay out.
Wow.
Thursday's gotten away from me.
You have no guts!
We like to call that the turtle.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm in a fetal position right now.
Do you realize that it's almost impossible to conceive of how Don's voice made that sound? You have no guts?
You have no guts!
Like, what were we talking about? Do you know?
Who knows?
It's like, Don, do you ever wonder how was that possible?
It was a caller. I forget his name.
Okay.
That would always just, every time he called, just try to tweak me, irritate me. And then I had him on something, and I said he had no guts. But I was in the middle of just ripping into him. I think that's where I got to that octave. Yeah. I don't think I could just do it out of nowhere.
I don't.
I'm giddy because you're a clown show.
Is that the same thing?
I win.
Oh, wow. You were on one that day.
That's the one that
Oh, my God, you're so weak.
I picked up the chair and threw it. Yeah. And that guy has yet to call back because.
Yeah. No, good. Good to lose listeners.
And then these are the people you want to purge.
Really? Okay. Sure.
Drain the swamp.
Yeah. What if the swamp has meters?
Because they'd accidentally eat the meter.
Yeah. Even if they eat the meter, it's in their body. It still registers.
That's the name of my 11th book, by the way.
Eat the meter?
That's right.
Can I tell you a quick story?
It's please. ENN. You can do whatever you want.
So, Charlie is running for the student council.
Your son, Charlie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's 18 kids in his class. 13 of them are running, two spots, right? So I'm walking him to the bus today. I said, well, who are the five that aren't running? And I said, well, a couple of those are your really good friends. He goes, yeah. And with knowing who his father is, just an instinct, he stops and goes, I'm not bribing anybody, Dad.
You're kidding.
No. I looked at him. I said, did I say anything about that? I know that's where you were going.
Well, he sensed the impropriety.
He said, even our teacher said you can't give Jolly Ranchers out to get votes because you'll be thrown out of the election.
Wow.
I said, then I started to run with it. I said, wouldn't any of these kids like to go to a Yankee game next year?
Oh, wow.
Callie has no compunction. She's also running for her grade.
And bribing.
She's a big briber, I think.
She's... What do you think she's offering up?
I don't know. She won't even talk about it.
Cabinet position?
Could
Michael,
be.
Michael, you don't want to go Lori Loughlin here, all right? So be careful.
I know.
Buying elections at school.
Yeah. Next thing you know, she'll be rowing at USC.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, let's talk New York Knicks for a moment. Tom Thibodeau talking about Jalen Brunson's clutch game last night.
That's who he is. Whatever the game needs, that's what he does. You know, they were blitzing him. He made a number of good plays, good reads. He has scored when we needed big buckets. I thought we had, you know, we didn't play our best, but the thing is, one, give them credit. They played really well. At the end, Julius made a couple big plays, the offensive rebounds, the finish. RJ made the free throws. Mitch was all over the place. We scored plenty, but, you know, obviously we have to do better defensively.
Sounds just like PJ Carlissimo.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Lower energy, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, PJ's and also less energy. Raspy of a voice.
How good was Brunson last night? 27 points, 13 assists, 10 for 15 from the floor. RJ Barrett was 9 for 21, 22 points. And Julius Randle, who got an ovation from the crowd. It was only 7 for 19, 17 points. You know, everyone contributed.
What he did last year is not that bad, if you think about it. He thumbs down the crowd, and then he was asked what it meant. That's when he got in trouble when he said, it's shut the bleep up. But he had every right. They're booing. I don't understand why players, I don't think it works out for them, but players could respond.
Right. I mean, if you're getting the thumbs down and you don't think it's fair or right to get that at home and you say something back, what makes you worse than the fans?
Right.
Why should they have the right and not you? It wasn't a good idea in terms of making things better.
No, because then it turns them more against you.
Right, because it's not going to be like, oh, he makes a good point.
He makes a good thumb.
Yeah, so... maybe I should change my ways. That's exciting. We've been down this road before, so no bing bong. Let's ride this out.
Oh, why no bing bong?
Bing bong!
Because bing bong didn't work out last year.
Come on.
Don is not only predicting the Ravens today, he's also predicting if the Nets lose against Dallas, it's over for Steve Nash.
It will be one of our topics of conversation in our meeting tomorrow. Where do we start the show? Where do we do with the Nash firing?
You know what's amazing? we would actually have that discussion rather than just slam dunk that it would lead the show.
We would.
Right, I mean, the Nets just don't move the needle.
No, but now with Don predicting it, you'd have to open the show.
Yeah, you're right.
Julius Randle on Knicks winning close games like last night.
It's big. You know, we got to win some games like that. You know, every game's not going to be perfect, pretty. So for us to come out with a win like that is great.
Jalen Brunson.
Got to win ugly, for sure. When we play good, when we play perfect, I mean, we're supposed to win those games. But when we're not playing our best and when we give up leads, you know, how can we respond? And those are signs of good teams. If we can do that consistently, I think we're going to put ourselves in a position where we can be the best team we can be. I think this is a good step for us. We definitely got to continue to get better, but this is a good step.
Who's that?
Brunson.
Voice crack. Very young. Also from last night's game, which I watched a lot of, I'm sorry this is going to be very controversial, but I have to say it.
Oh, I love it.
Kelly Oubre.
Mm-hmm.
Best looking player in the NBA.
Really?
Most handsome player in the NBA.
That's a big take.
Take a look, everybody, and tell me if I'm wrong. Oubre, number one.
I know it. I know. I mean, he's a handsome man.
Very handsome.
He's a former wizard. Current wizard.
Raven.
I like a lot of guys.
Oh, we should play the Ravens drop today because it is a Raven day.
You have to, sure.
Yeah, we got to pull that up. I mean, we play it most days.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
Your steppage doesn't even hurt it.
No, I'm such a good friend. I'm just going along with him on the ride.
You're such a good friend and also ill-informed, so you kept going along on the ride.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You were right there
with
me.
I had no idea where Weddle played. I did not in that moment. I had no recollection. Now, another game last night was the Brooklyn Nets losing to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, and you're not thrilled with the body, though, but his face is really nice.
Who? Oubre?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's covered with tats. I can't even tell his body. But his face, he's a very handsome guy.
As can be.
He could be on TV. I mean, he could be in a...
On TV.
He could be on TV or movies.
That handsome.
He's that handsome.
I got to look him up again.
I think he makes George Clooney look like a hack.
Well, come on.
That's strong.
Oubre. Oubre.
Real quick, before I get to this Nets game, watched a great movie yesterday.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Don, will you ever watch...
The movie Hard Bodies, 1984.
You ever watch a horror?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. On HBO Max, they added a movie that was in theaters till recently. I never heard of it, called Barbarian.
Right. Okay. At the Gate?
No, just Barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
Don, tremendous horror movie. If you're looking, because like Halloween season, this type of year, I try to watch a horror movie almost every day. Because I'm a normal individual.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I got to
Like life isn't scary enough.
I know, but
it's
the season, you know?
I got to see Smile. I saw the...
I want to see Smile.
I refuse to see it after the way they advertised behind home plate.
It was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
Oh, wow. Kelly Oubre is more beautiful than I realized.
It's unbelievable.
He's a gorgeous man.
It's unbelievable.
You know what? I'm a Hornets fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, part of the word fits.
And I'll make a sign that says Hornet for Oubre.
Yeah. Everybody at home, just take a look. You'll be very pleased.
It's so true. He's such a good-looking
man. He's unbelievable how good-looking he is.
All right. Steve Nash really lost it last night.
His eyes bugged out.
Double.
He's now a meme.
He was getting held back. He was screaming. He was ejected. Let's hear from him after.
I was just standing up for our guys. You know, I thought Patty took a forearm in the throat from Giannis right in front of the ref, and you know, I didn't think that was fair. So I don't think I was overly demonstrative.
Really?
I was upset that I got attacked.
No, he only got demonstrated after he got thrown out.
After the throw.
Because the second tech means he gets thrown out.
Got it.
He only got thrown out twice in his whole NBA career as a player.
Nick Friedell on SportsCenter talking about the Nets players' likely reaction to Nash's move.
That's as angry as I've seen Nash since he's been the coach in Brooklyn. He was heated. And I can tell you, watching the players watch Nash, they were into it. They were patting him on the butt as he was walking off the floor. They were smiling as he was standing up for them. I know it doesn't look good right now because the Bucks came back behind Giannis, but I think this moment could actually help the camaraderie of a group that has been fractured in the past. They want to see that fire from Steve Nash. He provided it in the moment, and maybe they can get an emotional lift moving forward, knowing that Nash is behind them, and they think they can get more from Ben Simmons as well.
Well, after the ejection, the Bucks went on a 34-17 run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it didn't help. But I will tell you, it's not fiction. Like when Aaron Boone did the whole Savages in a Box, players loved it. Loved it. They were all wearing T-shirts, Savages in a Box, so... Because they know he's defending you.
Right. Also, do you guys see the moment yesterday when Kyrie passed to Simmons and yelled, shoot the ball?
Mm-hmm.
And Simmons, of course, kicked it out to KD instead. He was like wide open, 3 feet from the basket. Set his record, though, for most shots as a net last night. It took seven.
Oh, seven.
Seven shots yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let's hear from Kyrie on being patient with Ben Simmons.
If we're going to come in and be honest as a team, I'm not trying to just be critical over what Ben's done right or done wrong every single night. He's a basketball player. He's a professional. He has the skills to be a great professional. He's done it in the past, and he hasn't played in 2 years. So you guys keep coming here asking me, like, what about Ben? What about Ben? And it's just, he hasn't played in 2 years. Give him a chance. You know what I mean? We stay on his. Stay on. I wish I could say other words because I'm from Jersey, but we stay on him. Like, you just stay on him, and we're just here to give him positive affirmations while he's out there and just let him hoop.
So, a couple of things. He dropped the F-bomb twice, and he wishes he could say other words. Are there worse words than the F-bomb?
It's just
that he held back on?
Just one, but it doesn't apply.
Okay, so, and I agree, I'm actually agreeing with Kyrie here. Do you have to take the temperature of Ben Simmons every single game and ask Kyrie and Kevin? That's not right either. Make Ben Simmons answer.
Yeah, and at a certain point, if it's just who he is, you're going to ask about every night?
Every night.
He's a guy who takes seven shots.
You're expecting him to trash his teammate? No, that's not right either. So it's a bad spot for him.
All right, that's going to do it for ENN.
Short and sweet.
Driven by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda.
Is that right?
And buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
I'm not going to bribe anybody, Dad.
Wow. That was the most telling thing here. You know, we have a guest next.
I know. The great Jeff Pearlman.
The legit great Jeff Pearlman.
We throw that around much too easily, but he has a new book out, The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. Don's read the whole thing. I'm 80 pages in. It's being used as a coaster by Peter in the apartment. 1-800-919-3776. Jeff Pearlman joins us next about his great new book right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
It's Don LaGreca here for Ramsey Mazda, where it's all about the experience of driving a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Come in this month for impressive offers like the new 2023 Mazda CX-5 2.5S. Just $239 per month, or save with their inventory of certified pre-owned Mazda models. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda on Route 17 North and RamseyMazda.com. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. MSRP $27,975. Cost excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number PO137853. Offer ends 10-31-22.